T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
What a show.
It's Lawrence Holmes' turn. A little shot in the arm of the Chicago sports landscape here. A little energy here with the White Sox making a move. Kenny Williams already out there talking about it. Maybe Rick Hahn's got more business to do.
Kenny Williams is walking around the owners' meetings like George Jefferson right now. He has got his George Jefferson walk on for sure after they pick up Yasmani Grandal.
The rooster strut?
Hey, man, whatever it takes. If he wants to dance out there like Sherman Hemsley and Roxy Roker, I'm all for it, because this is the exact type of move that they needed to make. It makes sense from a splash standpoint.
Yep.
It makes sense from a baseball standpoint.
Yep.
And economically, it's fine.
Man, the biggest advantage the White Sox had this season, they have so much money to be able to go and spend, even after giving a qualifying offer, especially after giving the QO to Jose Abreu. This is good money spent.
Yeah, and it's not even Thanksgiving. And to make a move like this, if there had been a typical tacit agreement among teams to, it's not really collusion if you don't put it in writing and maybe it drives down some salaries. They didn't get the memo.
Yeah, I wonder if the White Sox are taking advantage of that. I'm gonna give them credit to be smart enough to go, here's an inefficiency in the system. Everyone's gonna sit back and not spend their money until January or maybe February. All right, November 21st. Hey, Yasmani, instead of waiting around for these teams to go back and forth with you,
and like you did last year,
you went through this. Here's $73 million right now on the table, real money, 18 per. You in? Yeah, I'm in on that.
Yes, I am.
Can you send that over to me? Because that would be great. And those are the margins where the White Sox have to work. They've got to figure out where they can take advantage of situations. And this strikes me as an opportunity for them to go, yeah, we're going to get out early and we're going to put real money contracts out in front of players and see how they react to it.
Yeah, not $50 million in potential money, actual hard money.
Here's 18.25 per year, and it's not contingent upon you getting 500 plate appearances or anything mm-hmm. silly like that. I love this move for a lot of different reasons. You can make the argument this is the second best catcher in the game. This is a guy with, what, an 848 OPS last year. Did have the career high in home runs, right, with 28?
Yes.
So did everybody else, though.
But, right. But
that's baseball.
You then look on the flip side of it and look at the defense and the runs that he might save you by being behind the plate as a pitch framer. I am a fan of James McCann. I know there are White Sox. I'm like, oh, James McCann. If James McCann is your second catcher, you're in great shape.
Or you're starting DH.
I don't like personally doing that, but I like him being in the clubhouse because of the attachment that he had with Giolito last year and what he was able to help produce out of Giolito. If he's your second guy, like, White Sox fans would have probably been okay with him being the starting catcher again this year. Him as your second guy, now this is actual depth. Teams talk about depth all the time, but when you got a guy that you don't mind starting and he's not starting, that makes your catcher's group a pretty strong group.
People are really, you're absolutely right, and people are really quick to forget the last 3 months James McCann spent at the plate. They were not good.
No.
And it was a total fall off from a terrific first half of the season. And McCann himself, like, you can see it, you can check it on the cameras, and you can check it with the math. He has changed his swing and what he's able to accomplish at the plate, but that doesn't mean that he's not susceptible to, you know, being James McCann. Yasmani Grandal is a better player. He is a better hitter. He is better defensively. Grandal is the best hitting catcher in baseball the last two seasons. 123 weighted runs created plus. And that's compared the average catcher's weighted runs created plus, 84. God, I wish. I should have lied. But here's the thing. This is, at that spot, you get a switch hitter as well in Grandal. I know a lot of people have been obsessing about the fact, oh, you got to get a lefty bat in there. You got to sign an outfielder, but he better be a lefty. So that means you're stuck with Cole Calhoun. I didn't subscribe to that to begin with, but if you did, if you were worried about that, as you constructed your 2020 White Sox lineup in your head, Grandal opened some options for you there too.
It was just so score to have like the first four texts after the news. What does this mean for James McCann? And then the first call we took was somebody saying this guy sucks.
Because he watched four games in the NLCS 2 years ago.
It's like all of a sudden a Bears Monday breaks out.
Yeah.
He sucks?
Apparently. I mean, listen.
But seriously, the first time, what does this mean for James McCann? Who cares?
Yasmani Grandal had some of the worst postseason games behind a plate that I've ever seen when he was playing for the Dodgers in 17. Guy couldn't get in front of a baseball.
Yeah, he was boxing the ball.
It was awful. He got inside his own head.
He had a thing.
Then he fixed it for a whole season and was one of the best defensive catchers in baseball for an entire year. I think you can look at the 31-year-old catcher and go, hey, you probably put that behind him. Hey, he's probably fine.
That's my guess.
And, good on him.
And then you look at the offensive numbers, and I know that people are still – it strikes me as weird that we are still in a place where people look – at batting average instead of on base.
I don't get it.
Would he have 100 walks last year?
Yeah.
Did he have that many?
Pull up his page.
Yeah, look at weighted runs created plus. That's all of it. That tells you how he is relative to others who are trying to accomplish what he's trying to accomplish, and he's 21% better than they are.
He walked 109 times last year. He struck out 139 times. He was 246, 380, 468 across the board. That's average on base and slugging with an 850 OPS.
And had bulls across the chest.
Ah, you're damn right.
It's just like the whole thing where
the people announce who they are if they tell you batting average or RBI.
Well, James Fagan it wasn't his fault. He did the right thing. But there were some old school baseball guys that were mad at James Fagan because he gave a 10th place MVP vote to Yoan Moncada, which is completely justified when you look at his F-war.
Yeah.
And you see the type of
5-win player?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. A 5-win player. And then I went back and looked at the voting. Abreu was higher in the voting than him. And
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.